Go work on this, Jude. All by yourself, with no help. We have to keep this private and, oh, also we have a few hours at most. So you'd better do your best to find the signal before then, or we're all going to die. Die, Jude, and it's going to be all your fault. You don't want us to die, do you? So go do something completely impossible for us in an almost impossible amount of time. I'm sure it'll be fine. Also, distract Milo, even though that's impossible. You're the worst, Jude. I hate you. You know what? Maybe I... Ow! Anyway, what I'm trying to do here is find a way around this signal block, whatever it is they've got up there. It would help if I knew what the problem was, but, you know, I can obviously solve impossible problems in short amounts of time, so no trouble there. I'm recording now, I think. Good to keep a record so I can see what I'm doing later. Not that this is going to be very exciting, because I've been working for, oh look, 72 minutes now and I haven't found anything. It's all dead out there. There isn't even static. I can't do anything with this except ignore it, maybe. Take a nap without being interrupted. That sounds nice. Really, all I'm doing now is fiddling around, sending things out to see if anything comes back. If I can latch onto anything. Just throwing things down a well to see if I can hear when they drop, and so far, I haven't. Hold on now. So, I've been trying some things. When Trish was in an alien world, I made a connection with her for a little while. I could find a way in. I think it's only so often. I think there's holes you can slip into. Leaks between dimensions, if you will. And I found one of those. I just haven't been able to find it again. But I've been trying some similar things, just in case. It won't help much communicating with this world, which is what I need, but...
And I think I'm going around in circles. You know, I think I've seen this tree before. It's got that bendy branch. The one that's half broken. I think that's familiar. Everything is familiar here. Nothing is. I don't know. I could be walking in place for all I know. Wouldn't that be funny? All this place to explore, and I feel like I've seen none of it.
Okay, hold on.
I feel like I've seen all of it at once.
Hey, hello?
And
hello?
I don't think I'll ever get tired of it. It's beautiful here. You'd think you'd get tired of one color, but it has so many shades, so much light. There's so much to see here. An entire new world. Just think of it. That's what I wanted, isn't it? This is what I wanted.
Hey, you there?
I think...
You can hear me, right? You there?
Who?
Wow, okay, just hold on.
I don't...
Okay, I think I've got you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Hi, this is... Wow, this is Jude Brogan. Do you know where you are?
Jude Brogan.
Yeah, where are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay, but I don't... Jude. I remember you. I think... It was a while ago.
Who are you?
Maddie Ryan. I'm Captain Maddie Ryan.
Maddie!
Jude Brogan!
Yeah, okay, I know you. Remember? Where are you right now?
I think it's a dream.
Well, maybe you can describe the dream, yeah?
Okay, Jude. It's all purple here. There's no signs of life. That's why I think it's a dream. Nothing grows here. Nothing moves. Nothing's here except... something's here. I don't know what it is. I think it follows me around. I think it's one step behind me sometimes. But it's not there when I turn around. I see it out of the corner of my eye.
I really need you to focus right now. Where are you?
That's what I'm telling you. It's not real. It's all...
purple.
That's right. How do you know that?
Long story. Maddie, are you okay? Are you hurt?
I don't think so. I'm just a little scratched up. Sometimes I'm bleeding, but not right now. Right now, it's just little scratches.
But you're okay.
I think I'm okay. I must be okay, right? I'm still here, and you can't be hurt in worlds that aren't real, so I'm fine.
I really need you to focus, okay? I need you to listen to me. It's really real.
I'm telling you it's not.
Well, it seems that way. But you've got to trust me when I say I know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay. Where are you?
I'm back at school. That sounds really stupid right now, but that's where I am. That doesn't matter. How did you get there? To, you know, dream world?
Don't make fun of me.
I'd never. But I asked you first.
I don't remember. I think I've been here a while.
Yeah, good bit. What's the last thing you remember? This is important. Really important.
I don't see how it is.
Well, I can't get you out if I don't know where you are. So you remember...
What I remember. It's funny. I hadn't even thought about it until now. But I remember being on the ship. And I was in charge. I was going to investigate something. I talked to Trish. See, I'm remembering pieces now.
Keep going.
Oh, there's a room. I'm remembering a room. It's dark and cold, and I think I'm hurt there. And then I fell asleep.
The room, what did it look like?
I don't see how it matters. I'm not there anymore. I'm here, dreaming. Maybe I'm dead. Are you dead too? It wouldn't make sense to talk to you unless we were both dead. Or I'm imagining things. Imagining friends, finally. Or I'm lost somewhere and I've gone insane. Talking to myself. That's possible, too.
Could you just... tell me about the room, Maddie.
There are some blinking lights. I think I remember those. And I was... in a chair. Strapped in. It hurt.
Seriously?
That's right. I...
Hold on. Who is it?
Who's what?
Hey, Jude.
No.
Yikes.
Just... Maddie, I need to go.
Jude, wait, I really need to talk to
you. I'm going to get you out, okay? I'm going to find you. And I'll call you back. I think I've got the signal. But I need to go right now. Be careful.
Don't.
I will call you back. Promise.
Okay.
Jude.
Okay, come in then. If you're going to just interrupt. Sorry.
Are you okay in here?
Oh no, I'm fine. I was just working on this urgent thing I've got to get done urgently, and then people kept interrupting me, but other than that, I'm fine. Sorry. You need anything?
Where's Trish?
Better question. Why would I be the one to know where Trish is?
You know I'm being serious.
Oh, I know. And you know I don't keep track of Trish.
I knew it.
Hold on a second.
I knew it. You're helping her go. I knew you'd do that. I knew it.
Listen.
I'm not listening to you. You lied to me. You told me you weren't going, and you're going. You're letting Trish go. What's wrong with you?
If you want to be the one to stop Trish from going, you can go at it. Doesn't seem like that's helped you much.
I cannot believe you're helping her with this.
A little bit.
Seriously?
If we're being serious, I think you've got some bigger problems than this, yeah?
Yeah, a bigger problem than my friends lying to me and keeping me out of things. On purpose. Sure.
I think the real problem here is why we've got to do that, Milo.
Really?
Yeah, really. You know you've been weird lately.
Oh, I know. You think I'm crazy, so now you're keeping me out of things to deal with it. That's just great. That's exactly what we need to be doing. I can help, you know. I told Trish that. I know more about this, them, than anyone else. If anyone should be going out there into that situation, it's me.
Why? Because you helped them get us into this mess? Because you really want to go back? You're just all excited about the idea of it.
I know what I'm doing.
You need some sleep.
That's besides the point.
I know, but we're not going to let you anywhere near any of the ships. So if you want to see how serious I am about that, you can take it up with my friends in security.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's just great. You know, thanks. Thanks for that. That's exactly what I needed right now. This right here is you keeping me locked up because I'm crazy. the only person here who has any real experience and can help, and you're just not going to let him go, that's fine. You do that.
Do you want to maybe not be like that?
You want to maybe just not... I'll talk to you later. Maybe. Or I'll go walk myself into a cell for you. Does that work?
Have at it.
You're sure this is going to work?
No, actually.
Are you serious?
No, of course it's going to work. I have a whole channel set up for us, and we should be able to stay in communication the whole time. Or it doesn't work, and we'll all die. Either one you'd like.
I'd like it if you stayed serious for just a second here.
Oh no, I was completely serious, just answering stupid questions.
Wow.
Anyway, just make sure you keep the line open so we can hear everything you're doing. We need to stay in touch the whole time since we don't have visuals. You're all set?
We should be there soon. You're sure we can't send a message to the other ship?
I really don't know what part of all communication has been cut. You don't understand. No, you're going in blind.
That's great. That's fine. This is totally fine. Nothing's going to happen, I'm sure.
Something's probably going to happen.
Well, you don't have to say it right now.
Just trying to be prepared. Everybody's there?
Yeah, everybody's here. We're just waiting until we can board.
And you're all armed?
Yeah. And don't worry, I am more than happy to do some shooting.
I thought you just brought a stick.
You have to stop. Hold on. That's us now. We're going in just a second. Okay. This is going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. Putting my helmet on now. I don't know what it's going to be like in there. Hopefully they're still there.
Hopefully.
We're going to say that they are. This is pretty easy. We're just getting them off, and then we're blowing things up so that whatever it is can't follow us. Easy. This is fine. Definitely not a trap at all. And it's all going to go exactly the way we planned it. It's fine.
You are aware you're still on the line.
I know.
Good, because you keep saying it's gonna be fine in a voice like you don't actually believe it, and that's getting really annoying. I didn't know you talked to yourself so much.
I didn't know you couldn't mind your own business. Hold on. The doors are opening. We're going in. All the lights are still on, so that's a good thing. I think the ship's still running normally. We don't see anyone yet, though.
Slow and careful now. Gotta put off being eaten by the thing.
You know, that's not really helpful.
It'll probably eat you first.
They don't eat people. Now shut up. I'm trying to focus here. Okay, everybody, let's stay together. No one needs to go off on their own. Ever. We've got to find the crew and get them off. And that's it.
You see any of them yet?
Not yet. There's some of this stuff. It looks like it's been knocked over. Chairs and things, but nothing really unusual. It's just a little messy.
You probably ate them.
How's Milo doing, by the way?
Oh, he's furious. At both of us. Mostly you, though, by the way.
Billy?
Nah, I'd say he's equally pissed at both of us. He's off sulking and making more art right now. It's probably very sad. Probably got records going.
Great. That's great.
You know he'll forgive you, right?
Hold on. Are you actually being helpful?
No, I was just stating a fact. He's not going to be mad at you for very long. That's all I was saying. You're down the hall yet?
We're heading for the bridge, yeah. I'm hoping that they didn't lock the thing in this section of the ship. That would be some bad luck. And probably what's happening right now. I can't hear anything, though. Not yet. Hello?
You know this Jake Ford, right? Because I've never met him.
Yeah, we were in a few classes. He's definitely real. I think Milo knows him more than anybody. But I never really hung out with people who were that loud.
So he didn't seem like bad news to you?
I think he's in real trouble, Jude. He sounded scared. Don't say anything, by the way. I think I hear something. Okay, guys. Let's keep weapons out.
Don't get eaten.
Shut up. Hello? Hey, we're here to help you guys. So if you just want to not be creepy about it, We'd really like to get out of here.
I think you should probably be running right now.
That's stupid. You don't even know what it is yet. It's probably not even...
Hey, Trish?
Okay. Running? Definitely running.
Hey, over here.
Over where?
First door on the left. Come on. Is that all of you?
Yeah, that's everybody, I hope.
I told you so.
Shut up.
What?
Not you, just, sorry, you're...
Jake, and you're Trish.
Yeah, I remember you.
Me too, I mean, you're kind of a big deal now. So... Don't worry, it can't get in here, but we should probably get going.
Where's the rest of your crew?
Yeah, well, about that.
What?
See, there's just three of us now, counting me.
Oh.
Yeah, do you think it's maybe cool if we can, you know, just leave?
I really don't think it is.
Yes, we need to hurry. I don't know how we're gonna get past whatever that is out there.
Yeah, sorry. Would have warned you if we, you know, could.
How did it get on in the first place? Did you land anywhere?
It just sort of turned up one day. And then people started...
Going missing?
Right. Anyway...
Getting out of here. Right. I think it's moved away from the door. We could try...
Hold on. I've got to get the other two.
This is a really, really bad idea.
I know, but I can't just leave them here now.
You kind of can. He's gone now.
You're just the worst, aren't you? You just leave them here?
I sure would. In a situation like this, I definitely would. You guys should just go now.
I'm not just gonna go... Hey!
This is Anna, and this is Matt, some of our engineers. They're the only ones who...
I think we should go now, probably.
You're probably right. Oh, and thanks for coming, by the way. That's sort of cool of you. A lot better than just being stuck here. And now I'm rambling again. I don't know when to shut up. Can we go now, please?
We're going. Now, let's do this. We've got to move fast, though. I'm not taking that thing with us.
Bright Eyes is written by Amy Meester and produced by Amy Meester, Sydney Fontaine, and Cyrus Fontaine. The voice of Trish Odessa is Sydney Fontaine. The voice of Milo Nielsen is Wyatt Hammond. The voice of Maddie Ryan is Carly Racklin. The voice of Jake Ford is Jake Romano. And the voice of Jude Brogan is Cyrus Fontaine. Original soundtrack by Cyrus Fontaine. To keep up with the cast and crew, follow us on Twitter. All links will be in the description. Finally, consider supporting us on Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, artwork, music downloads, and more. Just follow the link in the description. Special thanks to our classified level patron, Kat, and all our other patrons. To learn more about the podcast and its creators, visit us on the web at brighteyespodcast.wixsite.com/brighteyes.